All right, good morning, everybody. Chuck Gines, chuckgines.com. How am I living on Earth series? And it is the last few remaining days of August, and we're going to be heading into September, which for anybody that lives off grid is firewood time. Time to start thinking about firewood and wood stoves. So I am going to start my wood stove series. My wife and I live on a 22-acre homestead that we own here in New Mexico. And I have heated my home for more than a quarter century, strictly with wood. I've burned all kinds of woods. I've owned all kinds of wood stoves. And this is going to be a series in where I share all of the information that I have and that I can impart onto you some of this old school knowledge about wood stoves. And so I want to start out with why would you want to burn a wood stove and share some of the reasons why I like a wood stove and actually wouldn't live without one, quite frankly. And there's a couple things. There's freedom, and then there's health. Those two things. And we'll start with the freedom aspect of it. So a lot of people that live off grid use propane to heat their homes. Not only is this costly, but you're totally dependent on there being propane. That Tractor Supply has it, or you know, whatever the case may be. There is a lot of propane, and accessibility hasn't been an issue. But I'm not much of a fan of that because it is a form of dependency. You know, a lot of the rubber trampers, the RVers, and people like that who like to consider themselves as living off grid are absolutely totally dependent upon propane. And Walmart parking lots and all kinds of things like that. So for me, the number one thing of owning a wood stove is the freedom aspect of it. There are so many sources of wood that I can get. I've burned pallets. One of my neighbors, TR here, he totally heats his home with pallets. Before you start talking about how they're toxic, no, they're not. They haven't sprayed any pesticides or treatments in pallets for a long, long time, and you would be hard-pressed to come across a pallet that has anything toxic in it. They are stamped. We'll go into that of what to look for. But no, pallets are totally safe to burn in your wood stove. And a lot of times they're made out of oak, and they're free. You can go to all kinds of stores, and they will let you take the pallets. Like I said, my neighbor TR, that's all he heats his home with. I've used them quite a bit myself. I don't prefer those as a heating source. They tend to burn really hot and really fast, even though some of them are made out of oak. So that's not my primary source. But from a freedom aspect, if you're in town anyway and you're going to Tractor Supply or to Ace Hardware or to, you know, the lumber yard, any of these places, you can pick up pallets for free. And, you know, just the price of your time and your labor and your gas to get to town. I prefer to cut firewood. Another source, you know, if you're into building things and you're oftentimes, like I've tore down houses, old houses and old pole barns and things like that to reuse the wood. And there's always a certain percentage of the wood that, isn't really usable other than firewood. And as long as it doesn't have paint on it or been sitting near asbestos or insulation or anything like that, it's totally fine to burn in your wood stove. Then there's a lot of people in town. I've stopped by all the time. They'll have a cottonwood or an elm tree or whatever kind of tree that they have. That's out here in New Mexico. You can have oaks and hickories and other things like that quite a bit over in the eastern side of the country. But a lot of times people have dead trees that they'll let you take or will even pay you. I've charged for tree removal and actually got paid to heat my house. Most people don't have that option. And then, of course, you can buy the fuel wood permits from the National Forest. This is all over the country. And here you can get, it comes out to about $2 a truckload. And of course, you have to have the investment of the chainsaws and all that kind of stuff. But this allows a certain amount of freedom that you're not dependent on a dial on the wall. You're not dependent on a propane company There are a lot of different sources. If needs be, you can burn cow pies. there's just, you know, there's no such thing as total freedom, but we can move closer towards freedom. And for me, the number one thing that I like about a wood stove is that it doesn't pin me down. I have a lot of ways in which I can be resourceful and heat my home. Health reasons. And there's physical health reasons and there's mental health reasons. And I'll talk about the physical health. So I like to cut a lot of firewood. And there's an old saying that cutting your own firewood will heat you twice. Once in the cutting and once in the burning. And it gets me out with physical labor. So many people are couch potatoes today. And if you're going to heat your house with wood and you're going to cut firewood, you're going to be physically active. You're going to have to cut that wood. You're going to have to carry it to the truck. You're going to have to unload the truck. Then you're going to have to split it. And so all of those things are physical activities. You know, it's better than a weight room or an exercise club or any of those types of things. In my mind, I think it's called functional fitness. You're using all sorts of muscles. And so there's health aspects to it. It keeps me healthy, keeps me out in the fresh air. And, you know, I'm 60 years old now. I've been cutting firewood a long time. And it makes me feel good, you know. And there's a sense of accomplishment when you've filled a truck up yourself with firewood. Now, the mental aspects of it for mental health. So we as human beings have had a relationship with fire since before time. And there's something very grounding, something very natural in heating on a wood stove. I cook on the wood stove in the winter as well. Our wood stove is in the middle of the house, which we're going to talk about this type of things. A lot of times they're stuck in the corners of the room today as a side note. And for us, in keeping in the tradition, and there's also heating reasons why you want them in the middle of the room and not stuck in a corner. But that wood stove then becomes the heart and becomes the center of the home. And the fire is sacred along with earth and water, right? These are the three things we need. Earth, water, and wood are the three essentials for off-grid minimalism and a life of living on earth. So there's something very pleasing mentally about having a wood stove, about lighting a fire, regulating, having to be mindful, right? I'm always back to mindfulness with this type of lifestyle. You have to regulate the stove with the damper and with the drafts and all those kinds of things. So it's very hands-on. It's very natural. It's what man was supposed to do. And when we are living a life like men are supposed to do, it's more conducive with mental health. And a lot of the modern stuff, the price of convenience is a lot of neurosis that we have today. 25% of the U.S. population is on some sort of psychological drug, struggling with depression and all kinds of things. So if you're going to live off-grid, or even if you're not going to live off-grid, a wood stove is just a wonderful, wonderful tool. And for those reasons, it allows for freedom, it provides physical health, and it provides mental health. And those are the reasons why I, for more than a quarter century now, have heated my home and will, for the rest of my days, heat my home with wood until they outlaw it anyway. But I'll probably still do it after that. But it's just a really good way of life. You know, it's very grounding, very satisfying. And I love it, and I'll never give it up. If you enjoy this content, please share it on your off-grid groups, on your bushcraft groups, on your homesteading groups. And it's a great way to support this website without any cost to you. We're not selling anything here. I'm just sharing my experience as someone who has a lifetime of alternative style living. And it seems like we're kind of sliding into a depression, and a lot of these skills have been lost to time. And so we're going to get into, you know, what type of wood stove, cast iron or steel. We're going to talk about wood stove safety. We're going to talk about the design. A lot of wood stoves today are for looking at, and they're not really meant or not the best for heating a home. There's a lot of that that you'll see. Real expensive wood stoves at Tractor Supply and places like that, that with the glass in the front, and but they're not the most efficient design. So we're going to get into all of those things, and we'll get into actual firewood, some of the mythologies about burning pine and all kinds of things. Everything that I know about wood stoves, we will be getting into. If you also enjoy this content, there's a free email subscription here, that way you'll be notified in your email inbox anytime I post new content here. And again, please, I love it when people share my stuff on social media. I see I get quite a bit of traffic from that when you guys do that. And it just helps this website with no cost to you. If you feel like it, leave a comment. You know, all you got to do is log in one time. And once I approve it, you never have to wait for your comment to be approved again. And I'd like to hear from you. If you've heated your house with wood stove, or if you have any questions, feel free to ask in the comment sections below. All right, I'm going to enjoy my tea here and walk a few more dogs and get on with my day. Peace.